Zok de heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Peah, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalet. V'eluhein Rosh Hashurais. We mention in the Mishnah Rosh Hashurais. Here's what it means. But before the Mishnah goes to describe what Rosh Hashurais means, the Mishnah gives us a different halacha. This halacha is going to be a basic understanding, which is going to set the stage for us to understand the next halacha. So Zok de Mishnah. Shnayim shehischilu me'emtza hashura. Try to imagine over here one row of boxes. Let's say I'm looking down from the roof at the field. I see one row of boxes going from up down. And two workers are doing their job. They're collecting the oimarim, the bundles. But this is how they decided to do it. Both start from the middle. One is walking one way. The other is working the other way. So from my bird's eye view, I'm trying to explain it without a picture the best way possible. We're looking down at this one row. I see two workers. They say Shalom Aleichem to each other. One is pointing to his right. The other is pointing to his left. Each one is starting from the middle and they're working their way. One up, the other down. Or one north, the other south. As the Mishnah explains it. Zeh ponav letzafayim. One is faced to the north, which would be upwards. Zeh ponav ledarim. The other is faced south, which would be downwards. V'shachu lefneihem. Both of them forgot some bundles in front of them as they were working. One was working his way forward. He forgot a bundle or two. The other was working his way, from what I see, downwards. And he also forgot a bundle of two. But each one forgot bundles that was in front of them. Uli achreihem. They also left a bundle behind them. The one that's walking up or north left a bundle behind him, and the one that's walking south or down also left a bundle behind him. Zok the Mishnah, es shelifneihem. The bundles that they forgot in front of them, shikcha ez din of shikcha. It's considered something that was forgotten. It has to be left for the poor people. The es sheliachreihem, but the bundles that they forgot behind them, ein shikcha, is not called shikcha. They forgot it. Because over here, our understanding is they didn't forget the bundle that was behind them. They skipped it because there was a misunderstanding as whose job it was to pick it up. One of them said, okay, I'm walking this way. And the other one said, okay, I'm walking this way. But where does it start from? The one walking up thought that the one behind him is the job of the person going down. And the one walking down thought that the one behind him is the job of the person going up. That's why it was left. It wasn't forgotten. It was just a misunderstanding who's supposed to pick it up. It doesn't say that if you make a mistake, you have to leave it for the poor people. It says only if you forgot it, you have to leave it for the poor people. The Gemara has a saying, Kedeira de Beishutfi, a pot that belongs to partners like Kariru v'loi Chamimi. It's never cold, never hot. In other words, a lot of times when two people have to take care of something, you think it's better. It's not necessarily better. Each one relies on the other one and it's not done. Zok de Mishnah weiter. And now we're going back to explain the case of the previous Mishnah. Why the Mishnah goes in this order. Mefarshim talk about this, the various different pshatim in the Mishnah. If you want to open up a Mishnayis, you'll see a long Taisus Yom Tov over here. So it's just good to see it, to understand that one day, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, you're going to get back to it and learn the Sugya Be'ir. But right now, let's just continue with the Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah. So going back to the previous Mishnah, we spoke about, let's say, a full board now. Not just one row, let's say a checkerboard, okay? Not that each one is a different color. Let's say you have a graph paper or a checkerboard. That's what I'm looking down on. Or imagine a multiplication chart. You get the idea. Let's say there are 10 in each direction. 10 from left to right, 10 boxes from up to down. So Zok the Mishnah, Yochid Shehischil Meroish Hashura. We have one worker here, not two, one worker. He starts collecting his bundles from the beginning of the row. I'm looking down at my multiplication chart, okay? Just using that as a mushel. And I see a person, well, I see the top of his hat because I'm looking down, but he's working his way from the top left. He's working his way downwards in that first row. Yochid, an individual, shehischil, he started me roish hashura, from the top of the shura, v'shachach, and he forgot lefonav, a bundle in front of him. Somehow he skipped a bundle in front of him as he's working his way down. V'liachrav, and as he's working his way down from top to bottom in this first row, he also forgets a bundle behind him. So here it's the opposite. Shalofona, what's in front of him, ain't a shikha, is not shikha. Why not? And the answer is, you know which bundle he left in front of him? the one all the way at the bottom. Remember the multiplication chart. Remember, it's like a graph paper, okay? He's working his way from the top to the bottom. The bottom left corner, he leaves. You know why he left it? Not because he forgot it. Because he figures the next time he's going to work his way in a different direction. He's going to walk to the bottom of this multiplication chart and go from left to right. That's what it looks like to me as I'm looking down. So Memela, he left it because he figures that's going to be the first of his next job, not because he forgot it. Therefore, Shalafonav, the bundle that was left in front of him at the end of the row, Eina Shikra is not Shikra. But Shalakrav, if he leaves bundles behind him, in other words, he skipped one in the middle of the row, then it's going to be Shikra. Why did he leave it? He was relying on someone else. There was no someone else here. So if he skipped it and continues to collect it, he's going to have to turn around and go back and get it. That's Shikha. Neshehu b'bal tashav. Here's where the Torah says, no, you can't turn back. Zaklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Kol shehu b'bal tashav, whenever a bundle is something that I forgot and I have to turn back to get it, Shikha, it is Shikha. You have to leave it for the poor people. But v'she'enoi b'bal tashav, it's not pshat that I have to turn back to get it. I just left it because I said that's going to be the first of my next job. Eina shikha, that's not shikha. If he works his way from the top to the bottom in this first row, and he leaves the last one, he doesn't have to turn back to get it. When he starts his next job, which is going to go from left to right at the bottom, that's the first of his bundles that he has to pick up. He doesn't have to turn back to get it. And that's the reason that in that case, Eina Shikha, it would not be considered Shikha. So basically, our mission is telling us if you forget a bundle and you have to turn back to get it, you have to leave it for the poor people. If you didn't pick it up because you thought your partner's going to do it, you don't have to leave it for the poor people. If you didn't pick it up because you consider it to be the first of your next job, when you're going to go in a different way, you also don't have to leave it for the poor people.